Hi there, welcome to another podcast from Disney Daily. Today I'm going to be talking to you about the updates to Disney Plus as reported in the news from Bob Iger on one of his earning calls. Alright, let me look up the article here. This article is from Vox, and it's Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu will be bundled for $12.99. Disney is aggressively crafting the service to be an end-all be-all for streaming subscribers. The Walt Disney Company is serious about streaming, and during his quarterly earnings call this week, CEO Bob Iger emphasized as much by announcing that the company will be bundling all three of its streaming services, including the upcoming Disney Plus, for the same monthly price as the most popular Netflix subscription. Subscribing to Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu together will cost $12.99 a month, which includes the following: access to Disney Plus, aka the soon-to-be home of Disney's entire film and TV catalog, which contains content from Disney itself, classic animated movies like The Lion King, Aladdin, and original TV shows like Even Stevens and Lizzie McGuire. In addition to the entire Marvel Studios library, every Star Wars film, the 20th Century Fox archives, and every single episode of The Simpsons, Disney Plus will also offer original movies and TV series based on many of these established properties, some produced exclusively for the platform. Disney Plus, which launches November 12, will also cost $7.99 a month as a standalone service. Access to ESPN Plus, where viewers can watch tennis, golf, UFC matches, and a myriad of college sports, as well as less mainstream sports like cricket and rugby. ESPN Plus costs $4.99 monthly as a standalone service, although additional games and teams are available at a premium. Access to the ad-supported tier of Hulu, while inferior to the blessedly commercial-free and more expensive tier of Hulu, Hulu with ads carries all the same content, a range of past and current network TV shows, original content produced by Hulu, including the critically acclaimed The Handmaid's Tale, and a wide selection of big budget and genre films alike. Hulu with ads is $5.99 a month. Subscribing to all three services separately will run you about $19 a month, meaning this newly announced bundle will translate to a $6 discount. But Disney's real goal here seems pretty clear: to intimidate Netflix, its biggest competitor in the streaming space and a stalwart that charges its subscribers $12.99 a month for the ability to stream its content on a number of devices. Netflix's most basic tier only offers content in standard definition, and at $8.99 is still more expensive than all three of Disney's standalone offerings. Disney is well positioned to take on Netflix even beyond the bundle. Disney Plus capitalizes on the monstrous popularity of the company's conglomerate fuel catalog right now. Avengers Endgame recently became the highest-grossing movie of all time, for example, and the only place to stream it will be Disney's own streaming service. The film directly behind it on the list of box office record holders, Avatar, which was produced by Fox when it came out in 2009, but it's not owned by Disney, thanks to the company's $71.3 billion merger earlier this year. And Disney's killer year at the box office and extensive archives go far beyond Endgame. Pixar's Toy Story 4 made a bank in June, and it and the rest of Pixar's films will also be exclusive to Disney Plus. Combined with Hulu's hefty library and the timelessness of sports, Disney's bundle foray into the crowded streaming arena stands to deliver benefits that other players just can't promise. Sure, the forthcoming HBO Max for Warner Media will be the only place to watch Friends once the service launches in spring 2020, and NBC's Universal's eventual streaming service will be free, as well as the exclusive home of The Office starting in 2021. But Warner and NBC aren't true challengers to Disney. They're much more of an issue for Netflix, which has long counted Friends and The Office as two of its most marquee offerings. Disney has so many name-brand shows and movies under its belt that it hardly needs one special expensive get-to-woo subscriber. And with additional announcements from the company's earnings call revealing that it's planning to produce reimaginings of fan-favorite movies like Home Alone, Night in the Museum, Cheaper by the Dozen, and The Diary of a Wimpy Kid for Disney Plus, it's hard to deny that Disney is prepared for an easy takeover of the family-friendly streaming market in particular, and that it's savvy enough and rich enough to grab as many other recognizable names as it can. The creeping cost of TV content spread out across several different subscription services are a legitimate fear for many viewers as we inch toward a streaming landscape that looks a lot like cable TV, despite once being dominated by just a handful of providers. And the Disney Plus bundle comes with a somewhat comforting price relative to its content, which should at least make the expense of subscribing to an increasing number of services a little easier to swallow. But if people are looking to cut costs, it might soon be easier to decide which service to drop first, and that service just might be Netflix. Well, there you go, you guys. That article is online from the magazine Vox. And overall, it was good read regarding the earning calls from Disney CEO Bob Iger. And I'm really looking forward to what he has in store for the streaming service as far as live-action remakes, original TV shows and movies, and classic content that he could put on there. And, well, let me know what you guys think. Just leave a comment, subscribe to the podcast, and let me know on my Instagram page how you like the podcast so far and what other topics you want me to cover. And thank you. Till next time, this is Disney Daily.